Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My, that's what I asked you to do. Give us two claps, and we're going to make it do what it's supposed to do, what it can do, and what it will. So make it do what it do. And that's what you're all about. That's our hashtag, M-I-D-W-I-D, all about making it do what it do. I'm Dr. Lewis D. Smith, the host of most of, if not all of our shows, I would say about two of them, but particularly tonight is Talking Sports Plus. As I was doing in the pre-mo, we was talking about getting this show started up, talking about what we're focused on. So we want you to just relax and enjoy some sports talk tonight. We're going to come from the historical black college and university point of view. We're going to focus on high school and middle school throughout the southeastern part of the United States. Now, we expand all over the country, but just we're going to have a focus in the southeastern part of the United States. I am truly, truly blessed to be here because God bless us to come on every other Wednesday to talk sports. Come to share some things with you, praying that hopefully when you leave here, you may have a question or two, but you'll be able to feel a little bit comfortable about historical black colleges and universities and what's going on their level of sports. The high school, what's exactly happening in the high school, what's going on in the middle school, because their athletics is just important. We want you to be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number for our show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can share your thoughts and ideas by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then you can jump in with your location. Then you can share those comments, that expertise that you have. Also, if you want to check us out on the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW. We're the voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio. We are one of the only Internet Talk Radio. I know you said we hear that from time to time. There's very few that exploring this, and we wanted to be the first to do that. We want to get the word out through all different outlets. We want to use various type of media outlets or those tools that we have to make sure to make sure we get the word out. So we focus on not only on Blog Talk Radio, we focus on Instagram, we focus on Facebook. Not only one device, we have 2 devices operating. So you know, it's a blessing. God is blessing us. We want to give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS. Thank you so much. And we're going to wave at you and let you know thank you for being a part of this. And we really want you to have an awesome time tonight. Now, again, your call-in number is 347-857-4192. Let me share with you. You can call in not just to share your thoughts. You can hear the show. You might be somewhere where you cannot just sit down and you have your buds in your ears, your beats in your ears, whatever you have, your headphones on your phone, and you can dial in and you can just listen to the show. And if you're able to sit down or you're able to move around a little bit, you might want to put it on your phone and go to the web link and check it out. Again, we're happy to have 404 episodes. And God is blessing us to continue to grind and grind and grind. I want to share with you that we'll be back with our 1 o'clock show starting on next Tuesday. Tuesday coming up next week. We're going to make sure we get back at Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. And that's what it's all about. We do it on Tuesday, Thursday, and 1 o'clock because we've been doing some things this week, doing some what we call in-kind support of an effort that goes on once a year in the state of Alabama. That's the Alabama High School Athletic Association. We're there at the Expo on behalf of the Alabama Education Association, which is the educator association, not a union, but association. And we're there just sharing knowledge and sharing things. So I'm so glad to be a part of that. So being blessed to be able to do that, God has just said he's shining his light. And you can see on my face, it's all about joy. I even have shine, my cheekbones is shining because I'm happy and I'm thankful to be able to go down there and share some things with those individuals. And there to recruit you, you're part of the association, we will do that because it's just a jewel of beauty. We're giving away some door prizes, we're giving knowledge, and you have an opportunity to just really, really grow. You have an opportunity to tweet the show as well, and tweeting the show, you can do that. I'm going to have to kind of stop twisting so much, so I'm going to slow it down a little bit and be able to get all the information out to you like we need. You can tweet the show at the Smith Way Production, at WBSW underscore internet underscore talk underscore radio, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach with a K underscore L underscore Smith. Also, you can check us out on Instagram. I said earlier, we are partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They co-sponsor a lot of our shows. So we're so glad to work with them. That's Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenfield, Alabama, the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And we're so glad to be able to, we want to be there to network and connect you. So being partners with it. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio, the Smith Way Enterprise, and all the division of the Smith Way Enterprise. We're glad to be able to do this because we're all about getting the word out. We're all about sharing things, not just trying to hold it in. Whenever we get something, we want you to know about it. Whereas on our other show, we just focus on education, whether it's focused on economics, politics, the social aspects of life, just plain old life issues. We want to make sure we can get the word out. So thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And also thank you to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated all over the world. We thank you for taking time to be a part of this. I truly see a Phi underscore Chi underscore Zeta chapter. Check it out, those ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and also Ms. Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Shout out to you, Ms. Bush. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. We really want to get this thing started, but we want to touch on a couple of very important people. Truly, truly, we can't do this without. Now, before I do that, I want you also to know that we do broadcast in many ways through other Instagrams, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, at the Smith Way Production. And we also, from time to time, go on our YouTube channel, which is the Smith Way Production. So we're trying to get the word out anyway. A shout out to Dr. D. Williams. Thank you for joining us as well. We're going to give you a wave. And truly, truly, again, it's from my heart. Thank you. Now, those individuals that make this team, as it was said in the that music earlier, we are one. We're truly one. And I want to make sure I give those individuals a shout out. Normally, when they join me, I'll give them that raving introduction. But since they're not on the line right now, we have several people who volunteer their time to make sure they're here. They can offer their expertise. We give a shout out truly, truly to our co-host. That's the young lady who's a millennial. Hails from Central Alabama. Coaches in the middle school setting. Matter of fact, she was down volunteering her time even attending the conference of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. I thank her for doing that. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith. Thank you, Lauren, for doing that. Yes, I'm excited by calling that name because that is my daughter. I'm so glad that she decided to go into the same direction her father. She's in education. She's working and teaching in a school, which is a middle school, and also coaching. Another shout out to a young lady who's making things happen. She's an author. She's a life coach. She's also an owner of a semi-pro basketball team. Matter of fact, I will say league because she has several teams that played under her tutelage. None other than Coach Sarita Duncan. All these young men hails from North Alabama. He's the author of six girls' middle school basketball championship, five boys' middle school basketball championship, two middle school football championship. We call him the king. None other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. All this other couple of guys are so important. Very important. This young man was the associate executive director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He retired in 2018. He hails from South Central Alabama. Truly, truly, we talk about his accomplishment as the associate director, but as a high school coach, won four high school basketball championships. As a principal, won two high school basketball championships. Also won one football championship. None other than my frat brother, my vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter, that's Coach Tony Touchdown Stalwart. We also have two more gentlemen who comes in from time to time. This young man, not only just coach, he's an official. Matter of fact, tonight, that's what he's doing. He's officiating with the Alabama High School Athletic Association Summer Conference. And he said he was able to get away. He would try to call in. He hails also from South Central Alabama. None other than my frat brother, the director of social action for Zeta Phi Sigma chapter, Coach Marvin Smith. And last but never least, truly, truly an awesome young man who's grinding. He's into promoting entertainment. He's a radio broadcaster. We asked him to join when we first started, he's on the show every now and then, but share his expertise. He's the known as the Don King of all things. The Don King car racing. He's also known the conductor of the E-Train. The E-Train travel on the big KD 94.1, 96.5, and many other stations from Dothan, Alabama, over to Op, Alabama, to Fort Warren in Destin, all the way up to Montgomery, then over to Troy. My frat brother, so glad to have him as a part of it. The radio personality, Darryl E-Train Elliott. So you heard the cast. We're coming at you. We're going to grind hard. Tonight, truly, 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 truly. Until they come on, you'll have nothing but me. Solo, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Again, solo. Give a wave and a shout out to another member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So glad to have him. He's a member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville. Our financial secretary, that's Brother Christopher Aaron Benning. He has Aaron.Rev. Yes, he's a pastor. It's a pleasure to have you, Pastor Brother Christopher Bennett, joining us as well. So we have a cast of individuals. More are going to join. But I just wanted to make sure we give a shout out to those individuals who's taking time to be a part of it. We want you to truly, truly understand that Talking Sports Plus, you know, can be not only going to be aired on what we're live now, but we'll be on demand as well. We'll be on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to www.blogtalkradio/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can get all our episodes, all 404. Now, the one tonight will take, will be more in line to be available tomorrow, but the rest of them is already there. We're also being aired, we go back on Instagram, make sure it's on demand. We make sure it's on Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Google Plus. All of the networks, we take an opportunity so the show can be heard again, seen again, and you can dissect the show how you need to. As we always say, WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries. That's including the United States, along with north of the borders, Canada, where you can't even travel unless you're an essential person, to south of the borders, Mexico. So when you're in Mexico and you want to check us out, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio or Blog Talk Radio and check out what we're doing. We're so thankful. Again, just relax. Lay back. Get you something in a dessert, which is going to cause you to be attached to what we're doing. Get you a libation. And enjoy yourself. We're about to talk sports. Are you ready for college football 2021? I ask you that question because our topic tonight will hopefully enlighten you on that. Share with you some things that's truly, truly important. We're going to first discuss some of the things that are raging and going on, we know surging at this time, dealing with the Delta variant. We want to discuss the problems that may be encountered not only in the SEC, but all conferences, but in relation to the media day that's going on with the SEC. Their commissioner came on yesterday. I'm sorry. Today is Wednesday, Tuesday, and talked about teams need to make sure they get themselves in order. Teams need to make sure they increase their vaccination rate because not like last year, they will be allowed to postpone and move games. If you are not able to play, the game will be forfeit. This is something that was shared. I don't know what tactic was being used to maybe push forth and have the rate increase. Just to share some information in regards to that, we're going to talk about it, so we're going to put it up right now. The discussion was through the data that's being collected in the Southeastern Conference. Some people say, what is the SEC? It's the Southeastern Conference. Consists of those universities, Texas A&M, Alabama, the University of Alabama, Auburn, University of Georgia, you have Louisiana State University, Arkansas, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, South Carolina makes up that Power Five. Out of the 14 teams that make up the conference, only six of those teams, as of today, have an 80% vaccination rate. And I'm going to say that again because that ought to be a little disturbing because you know they will be starting what they call preseason camp in a week. Middle of the week, it'll be close to August 1st. So you'll have teams, eight of those teams that does not reach 80%, and you have six of those teams who's 80% still puts themselves in jeopardy. So the word was sent out by the commissioner saying that we need to get vaccinated because there will be no room to form a game this fall. We're looking at a regular schedule, There are also the discussions that's coming about making sure we have 100% capacity. There may be states that might be at the level of 80%, may look at 100% capacity. Truly, truly, we can't say some of the states in the southeastern part of the United States that makes up the Southeastern Conference can say they can put 100 people when your team vaccination rate, only six of them, which is not half, only have 80%. And the other eight is under 80 or maybe possibly at 50%. We're dealing with something that's raging, something that continues to challenge us to put us in a position that either we're going to be careful or we're going to be careless. Whatever you choose, we have to be able to deal with it. I know what you've been told. Everything has been told that this, if we have a 90% rate against it. But you got to realize this is surging. This is something we all are learning as we move forward. So the Southeastern Conference is pushing to have their teams all vaccinated at 100%. Now, let's keep it real. Those teams and those schools is just like society. Some are making decisions. Is it going to affect the team by not being vaccinated? Because once you show that you're not vaccinated, you have to go to the strict testing protocol. That means three tests plus a test 24 hours before the game. So you have a lot of that going on. So what do we want to do? Will games be forfeit this fall? We're speaking of the Southeastern Conference. But truly, this can be related to the historical black colleges and universities. This can be related to the Division II schools. This can be related to the Division III schools and related to the NAIA. I want to get it right. I'm pausing there. NAIA. That's what it all can be related to. All of this can change this fall. I know what we said from the beginning, and I know what we are now. We love to have 100% capacity at these stadiums. But truly, truly, let's be realistic. We, even at this country, haven't got the level that we can be herd immunity. So how are we talking about that? But everybody have to have a dream. That dream is having that capacity, but we know that will change. Because you have to have a plan to adjust to it. I commend a couple of historical black colleges and universities. They already have put out it only going to be 50% capacity. We have to understand this variance will cause us to flip the games. And we have to be ready for it. We have to be ready to make a difference. So our next statement, focus we're going to have is on restrictions. I was just reading. I know the state of California had re-implemented the mask mandating the mask, making it mandatory when you're in these public settings, especially when you're in a large group. A lot of people look at the state of California and say, why are they doing it? Well, I always believe it's better to be safe than being sorry. And we have grind through and had to adjust to a lot of things dating back from March of 2020. Now we have over 680,000 lives that's been lost to the pandemic. They can truly identify. There are some that they see closely related to it. So we have to understand it's more being careful than careless. Yes, getting what you lost back last year may not be possible to next year. Sometimes we should learn from the past so we can function truly in the present. So it prepares us to the future. So as the SEC provide God is by the asking and demanding that we reach that point. But it always got to be a plan B, a plan C. So plan B requires that there are going to be games that will not be played. There will be, because of the death of barriers, it will force fall football for 2021 to implement restriction. The restriction like the mask mandate. The restriction like more testing, just like in 2020. Some gonna challenge me and say, "Well, you don't know what you're talking about." But let me tell you, the writing is already on the wall. Because the Delta variant is not gonna sit down and not do what people predicted to do. It is something that we have to understand. We have to, again, be careful, not careless. And I think that's the only way we can, by implementing restriction. We're not talking about completely shutting everything down like it was in March through May. But we also saw the results of coming out of and moving a little bit too fast. We may need to continue to slow it down just a little bit. I know we don't want to hear that. I know you want to go back. How would he have to say about that? It ain't all in my hands. It ain't in your hands. It's not in all the scientists' hands. There's a high being in charge of this. And we got to understand that if it's asked to come in restriction, it's better to be careful so we can have a future in regards to athletics, in regards to football. We got to really, truly understand we can't get it all in 1 year. Because if you don't get it in 21, if God bless us to see another day and be able to function into another year to see 22, it may come in 22. So implementation will be, and restrictions will be put into place. Because we want to protect everybody. Until we can understand what we're dealing with. We want you to be a part of this by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, and if you choose to give your name, then you offer your expertise. If you have something a little different, I would love to hear what you have to say. This show is about getting your word out through this vessel. Truly, truly, not all about our word, but we would like for you to be a part of it. If you want to tweet us, you have that opportunity. You can tweet us by going to WBSW_internet_talk_radio or at the Smith Way Production, or you can email us at WBSW internet talk radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Or if you on Instagram, you have an opportunity. If you want to type in your comments, you have. You also on Facebook. And to share how we are connected on Facebook, that's facebook.com/BRLDAlberto Smith. So you can connect with us on Facebook. So you have an opportunity when you are a friend and you're tuning in, you can share your thoughts in the comments area. Before we move forward, we want to share with everybody, we're still doing our raffle. WBSW Internet Talk Radio raffle will be on August the 1st. We'll be raffling off a 4-day, 3-night trip, which we're paying for the hotel and the tax. We ask you to take care of your travel and your meals to the sunny beaches or sunny beach of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or if you choose to go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We need your cash out, your PayPal, your Venmo, Apple Pay, those transactional means or any other way you transact money or you can receive money. Get it to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. DMail, Facebook, Instagram, you can type in through the message center. You have a chance to be a part of this rap when it's coming up. We're going to give a shout out, truly, shout out to our winners of the previous four raffle. Our first raffle was held on May the 31st. It was a 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. We take care of the hotel and the tax. And the winner of that show, I'm sorry, winner of that raffle was Tara Pickett. He said, thank you, Tara, for joining us as a listener and watcher. Also, the second trip that was raffled, again, to Atlanta as well, 3 days and 2 nights. We take care of the hotel, we take care of the tax, you do the meals, you do the travel. That trip was one of the raffle name put out was Jay Ruth. Both of them had already received their vouchers. They're already planning and making their reservation. Then the third and fourth raffle was held on July the 15th. The second one was held on June the 30th. But on July the 15th, we raffled out two adult bikes. The winner of two bikes. Brittany McKenzie out of the state of Georgia. And Rachel Robinson out of the state of Florida. So we say congratulations to each and every one of them. And we're going to, those individuals go right back into the pot. And we wrap off that 4-day, 3-night trip. They have the same opportunity, just like you do. So we're looking to give back. And in October, November, and December, we'll be bringing more raffles to you. So continue to listen to us. Continue to help us propel what we're trying to do on WBSW Internet Tournament Video. We want to just talk about plain old life issues. We want to talk about sports that have a, you need a clear understanding about, especially historical black colleges and high schools, historical black colleges, universities, high school and middle school. We truly want to be able to talk about the neighborhood block by block. So join us for all the 9 shows that we have, and along with the opportunity to go back and check out the 400th episode. So it's all about giving back. We're truly thankful. Let's move forward to the next topic dealing with the NIL. We want to discuss how name, image, and likeness will change sports. Some people seem to think it won't change amateur sports. Those players in college are still amateur, but now they can get paid for their name, their image, and their likeness. So my thoughts on that, how change sports, we truly have to be able to explain this thoroughly to those players. There are rules in place to be followed. Everything truly has to go through the university, meaning that the university have guidelines, even though the NCAA in support of it being brought down from the legislature. They're supporting it, but the rules must be followed in guidelines of the college or the university. Just because you can promote yourself, but when you're promoting yourself and receiving funds and using the university, then there's a little trouble right there. So everybody have to be very careful about this. How you can change sports is that if it's not governing like it's supposed to be, it can go south very fast, because we'll have what we call sponsors, boosters. If you know that seven universities got in trouble for boosters, can really step in there and get truly too involved. So having the guidelines, knowing the guidelines, following the guidelines, just sharing with you one of them is all of this has to go through the university. This is not just something a player can just do and exclude the university, because he's still in the university. He's still a student. He's still a student athlete. He's still on the amateur status, just receiving like any other college student who may be able to go get a job. However, by getting that job, even as a college student, you have to be very careful about that. So it's going to change to where if you have understanding and clarity, you won't have problems. But if you don't have understanding and clarity with the name, image, and likeness, and some things start trickling into this that might not be on the up and up, a lot of people, students, a lot of players can lose an opportunity to be amateur. The next thing that can cause it to change is, as we were listening to the beginning, and if you was all early, he said, we are one. We expect all teams to be one. So when we expect you to be one, then one don't work without the other, meaning that the quarterback can have the best career season he has, but he can't do it without the lineman, the running back, and the receiver. So there's another way it can change, because if every player is not buying in, thinking they're going to receive anything out of the deal, then 9 times out of 10, what's going to probably happen is that team concept can be lost, because they think they'll be left out. And some people have been in debate with me, spiritual debate. Say, well, then that's how it goes. Well, yes, how it goes is, yes, if you're the popular person, you're going to get all the accolades, but you can't do it with the people who definitely part of the team. And those individuals know that as well. So I applaud the University of Miami. They decided to allow all 90 of their players to sign or be endorsed by one particular company. So all 90 players will be receiving an opportunity for name, image, and likeness. All 90, and their commitment is with that company to be promoted, to go without signing, while they're doing things on Facebook, Instagram. It's what all 90 players are going to receive. So if this could be something that really going to help Miami to propel itself to bring in top recruits, because they know they're guaranteed, whether they that started that first year or not, they're guaranteed to get money as well. They're to receive something with the minimum amount of $500 to as we found out, the quarterback at the University of Alabama, Bryce Young, possibly will be having an endorsement of millions of dollars, at least $1 million. So we were talking about over a year, a season. So we have to be cognizant of that all our players, if they're out there part of their team, need to receive some of these benefits. So how it's going to change it is, it's going to change it in some sense where the university will have total control of it, and they keep them in the status of amateur, or it's going to be laws where they'll come out and declare themselves professionals while they're still in college. I know everybody said, well, you got a bunch of team have professional players. Yeah, once they get out of college and play on that level, they still have to earn their way. No one is giving them anything. Whether they give a signing bonus or whatever it is, or a contract, if they don't perform, that might be just the end of them, that first opportunity. So you still have to work hard to make sure. So I personally believe that it'll be changed in a way that truly, truly, with the guidelines and and making sure the guidelines are taken. And every university knows what the guidelines. Each conference has put their guidelines into place. And those guidelines will allow them to be able to do this. This is not only talking about football. Every sport on that campus, we have many university individuals out of all sports, I mean, all levels of sports, whether it's spring sports, fall sports, or winter sports, signing an NIL contract with somebody to be able to endure. So that's going to change. Not only just football, it's going to be all sports. That's how sports going to change. And also, last but not least, man, the university taking advantage of making sure every one of those athletes that's the endorsement, if you go endorse one, you can endorse all. You know, Paul, well, I said, yeah, we applaud the University of Miami. But there are other sports in that area are beginning to receive the same endorsement, not from the same endorser, but they're receiving. So that's going to help because those players now, they can go to that university. That's how it's going to change it. Those schools that may have, that might have been teetering into that level of that competing for the college football playoff every year will now begin to have players that may have been leaving their home, leaving the state they was in, now will play for that university. That's how to change. We want you to be a call, part of it. You can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll identify you the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually, give you the location. And then offer your comments as well as your expertise. All right, let's move to our next topic. Coming out, and should come out at least tomorrow, you have the early prediction in the SEC. Because we're talking in the coaches' corner. We're heading to the SWAC. We're going to talk about the SWAC. We're going to talk about the NEA. We're going to talk about the TIAA. We're going to talk about the historical black college and university, but the order based on the early predictions from some of the co-hosts, they do expect the University of Alabama to be ranked number one. They do expect the University of Georgia to be ranked number two. They do expect Texas A&M University to be in the 3 or 4 slot. They do expect Florida to be in that top 3 or 4 spot. And then they expect there will be a surprise team in there. And that's coming even truly from the Auburns, coming from the Ole Miss, which is University of Mississippi. Just coming from Arkansas, Arkansas to make headway. So that's pretty much a way too early prediction for the SEC and for 2021. And we look to see there may be some changes, but the official representation will be coming out tomorrow. So we'll see how close we are in regards to that. Let's talk about historical black colleges and universities. Let me just take a minute to spotlight just the historical black colleges and universities. I know there are several individuals that are not even aware when we were talking about what conferences make up the historical black colleges and universities. It's truly what it is. These schools are historical black colleges and universities. That made some definite impact within the African American community. So they are known for having something that was the founding thought for Starting Man University. So we identify them in the historical black colleges and university conferences. Those conferences consist of in the LCS, which is Division I AA. That's the Southwest Athletic Conference. You hear from time to time SWAC. That's the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. You'll hear from time to time the MEAC, the school that make up the historical black colleges, FCS, SWAC, school, which is 12 universities. They're broken down in two divisions. You have the Western Division and the Eastern Division of the SWAC. Teams that make up the Eastern Division, which is, to a sense, they kind of split it and broken down, you will see East pretty much of the state of Mississippi, including Mississippi. Out of the state of Mississippi, you have two historical black colleges, universities that make up the Southwest Athletic Conference, and that's Jackson State University and Mississippi Valley State University. And east of the state of Mississippi, you have the state of Alabama. You have Alabama A&M University located in Huntsville, Alabama. Then you have Alabama State University located in Montgomery, Alabama. And east of the state of Alabama, you have the state of Florida. Two new additions to the Southwest Athletic Conference coming from the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, Florida A&M University, and Bethune-Cookman University down in Daytona Beach. Six schools make up the Eastern Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. As you move west of the Mississippi, you have in the state of Louisiana, you have Southern University, the largest black colleges in attendees and alumni. That's Southern University, located in Baton Rouge. Then we have north of Baton Rouge, up in Grambling, Louisiana, Grambling State University, and north of Louisiana, we have Arkansas Pine Bluff. And the team that was shipped from the east to the west, who have won the SWAC back-to-back before the pandemic year, where Alabama A&M won in 2020, but in 2018 and 2019, you have Alcorn State University in Logan, Mississippi. And the last two teams, west to the west of the Mississippi, in the state of Texas, you have Texas Southern University and Prairie View A&M University. Those are the 12 teams that make up the SWAC conference. They completed their prediction for the 2021 football season, and their selection to place in the top three spots based on preseason poll. You have in the top spots, you have Alabama A&M University, the crowning champion of 2020, in the number one spot projected or predicted to win the conference and win the championship again. In the second spot, you have the new addition, who welcomed in the ceremony a week ago. Florida A&M University will make up the second team possibly winning the championship. The third team that possibly can win the championship. And pretty much there in the Eastern Division. That's Texas State University, projected to be competitive enough to be in there as well. Then we also have Southern coming in there as being a possibility. And Alabama State University has been a possibility of those teams that are going to move things around. We have Thurman Cummins, Arkansas Pine Bluff, that's going to be pushing hard. So, and last but not least, we can't forget about this team, even though they didn't play in 2020 or 2021, we'll say, because the season was done in 2021. Alcorn State University. So we're going to see a battle. You have a battle of the Eastern champion, possibly Alabama A&M or Florida A&M University, and Alcorn, or even Southern, or possibly Arkansas Pine, the battle for the championship for the SWAC. That's the prediction, and that's truly, truly how we want to look at the SWAC. We have the Big Eastern Athletic Conference. Always at the top, we have North Carolina A&T, who also was plotting to leave and move to a PWI conference or another conference. So North Carolina Central has been mentioned in there. And we still have Howard University still there ahead and making some things happen in the MEAC, which is down to 16 now. They're truly, truly going to have some missions added to it. They're talking to this team. Who will be leaving the division too little to play at that level possibility. So those teams, at least one of them, there are several others they're courting to get it, but they need to have at least six teams to be eligible for the playoff, to have a representative in the playoff. So we need to make sure that's the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference located on that East Coast, the Atlantic East Coast. Also, we have the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, which is called the SIAC, led by school part of the Atlanta U, Morehouse, Marge Brown, Clark, down in South Georgia, now includes Savannah State. Then you also have Fort Valley, Albany State, that's making up the SIAC in the state of Georgia, and with the addition of a team out of Florida, which is Edward Warren, will be moving up to play in the SIAC. You know, over in the state of Alabama, you have Tuskegee University, Miles College, also you have working in that direction, Stillman, and coming up possibly at least in Division III school that wants to excel to that SIAC is Talladega, who will be first time filling the football team coming up in 2021 and 2022. So those are some major changes. You have Central State University, another school that make up. They have the University of Mobile, who do not play football, but they do play basketball, make up the SIAC. Then you have the CIAA, which is Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. That's the teams on the pretty much on the Atlantic East, from Virginia all the way down to South Carolina. Several universities truly makes that conference competitive. But those are the historical black colleges and universities. We have a well-known historical black college and historical black college university in the state of Tennessee, known to many as Tennessee State University. However, they play in that Big South Conference, which is a LCS, so they play over there with the PWIs. So that's the conference. Now, we want to quickly talk about 2022, down about 6 or 7 minutes. Talk about Delta variants, what kind of safety to have on football 2021. Will it lead to some restriction, as we said previously? Is it going to affect fall football especially the school that you're not able to test. But the key will be making sure you be careful, not careless, making sure you understand that everybody that missed now, make sure we realize that when you're out, if you're not comfortable around a lot of people, make sure you're with masks. Make sure that's a new choice, even if you've been vaccinated. Make sure you stay 6 feet away. I know we hear things, and I'm not taking anything away, but this is a decision you must make. We cannot be successful dealing with any variant if we don't practice the protocol. We cannot assume that I'm totally protected. Protect yourself, man. And that's what the SWAC is going to do. That's what the Historical Black College is doing. That's what the MEAC is going to do, making sure all their players are vaccinated, and then making sure they still practice the protocol. If they want to be available to play on Saturday, so that we'll be in a field. So that's going to be important coming up this truly in about 3 or 4 weeks, about a month and a half, you need to come by kicking off some football. So we need to get ready to play some football. We need to get ready to make everything happen like it should. I know we ready for some college football. So we need to prepare ourselves for this. I tell you, it's awesome to be able to come before you. We want to share a little bit about the NIL and the Historical Black College and University. You have schools that are in the Power Five that may have 15, 20, 30 players signed. And there are several schools in the Historical Black College and University. Particularly, I know over at Jackson State, there's about 6 to 7 players that signed the NIL, which is the image and likeness. There's about 3 players I know for sure at Alabama State University that are signing. And there are several other schools that are slowly coming into play, not like your major university, but they're coming into play. So we applaud the Historical Black Colleges and University for making sure the students and those sponsors and those boosters truly understand the guidelines to protect themselves, protect the athlete, and protect the university. It's been awesome tonight. Truly. It's been awesome. I thank you for joining us. We have about 2 minutes. We want to make sure you get your cash out so you can be a part of the raffle, your PayPal, your Venmo. Make sure you get in your Apple Pay or any transactional means that you use to move money and receive money. We want to get it in because we want to sow a seed in your life. We want to send you something that hopefully will just if it's not brighten it up, and just say, I have something additional I didn't have before. We're going to make sure we can. So make sure you get it. You can call it in by calling the office. The office is 334-467-7261. You can also text your means of transaction to us, or you can email it to wbsw@internet.com with the number 22@gmail.com. Also, Lorinda Smith, 15@gmail.com. We look forward to talking with you on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. The Dr. Lowe's Negro. We'll be back in the booth. So make sure you join us. Then at 7 o'clock, we'll have the Dr. Lowe show, the Real Relationship Talk Show, at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Then we'll roll over to Thursday. Then we'll have our 1 o'clock show, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And then that night, we'll have the Love Cafe at 6 o'clock. So we look forward to having you. We want you to have an awesome weekend. We want you to take care of yourself the rest of the week. Truly be blessed. I'm speaking truly from my heart. I want you to have a peaceful, joyful, and a happy rest of the week. I want you to let your family members know that you love them and give them a hug. That will add to that joy and peace that you may be looking for in your life. Truly, truly, I want to thank all of those individuals that's joining. We have Ministry Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry, joining us. Thank you, Denise, so much. Also, a shout out to Dark and Lovely _ Lewis with the number 5. 5_ Chai _ Zaytun. The beautiful lady of Zaytun, 5 Vitos, we want to incorporate. Miss Bush EDS, another beautiful lady of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. Dr. D. Williams joining us as well. If you are in a Divine Nine, I'll say to you and your organization, thank you so much for joining us. I didn't call your organization out, but we do give you the same accolades and the same thought process we do with all of the organization, part of the Divine Nine. Then we have a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett Stringer. I'm sorry. He is the financial secretary of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, brother, for joining us. And to all the co-hosts that are members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we thank you. That's Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth, Coach Marvin Smith, and radio personality Darren E. Train Elliott. And myself, being a member, proud, being the host of Talking Sports Plus, it's been awesome. Remember the hashtag, #responsible. Yes, we got it's surging and raging, Delta variant. We have to practice those protocols to keep us protected. We cannot be careless. We got to be careful. Hashtag One Life Matter. Even though you may not get sick, but you might be a carrier and carry to a family member. So every life matter, particularly yours, in particular everybody that's close to you. I say for me, everybody, because one life matters. That's my hashtag. Hashtag keep on grinding. That's me. I keep on grinding. I keep nudging and pushing and working at it. But God has blessed me to have that ability. I have that strength each day. When he allowed me to put my both feet on the floor in the morning time, I tell him, thank you, Lord, to give you the praise. Let me see one more. Now, my journey is already planned, and I'm going to do what you're asking me to do. Communicate for understanding. That's a hashtag that's so important. And next, hashtag mindset. You got to have the right mindset when we're going through these challenges. Yes, we want to get back to normalcy or get back to normal. It may be a new normal. Whatever normalcy is for you, make sure you practice to keep you and your family protected, because we're all about block by block. We're all about the neighborhood. Just keep that in mind. Last but not least, as we begin to close, always tell everybody, tell your family member, as I mentioned earlier, that you love them. Tell your family members truly, truly that you truly need them, you miss them, and you truly can't live without them. Let them know you love them from your heart. Give them a hug. If God has blessed you with people in your life that you're really, really comfortable with, tell them that you're comfortable with them. Tell them I'm glad that you're in my life. Truly, I tell you, all of you all that join me, that join us time to time, and if not all the time, I love you all. I'm glad to have you all in my life. And I want you to stay in my life. Whatever I need to do to keep you in my life, I'll do that. Also, give them a hug. We all need a hug. Whether it's virtual or whether it's face-to-face. But as we truly leave here, I'm going to say this because it means so much to me. Because it's coming from my heart and my soul. I want you to know that love is the essence of my soul and yours as well. So as we close out, I love you, and ain't a thing you do about it. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you back on Tuesday at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood.